Shmita. Why? It takes 2 days for something to be niklat, to take hold. Of Shmita. Why? It takes 2 days for something to be niklat, take hold. And if you plant Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's going to take hold on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, you're in effect, the karka had his ria on Rosh Hashanah. This is what the Michas Chinuch says, and other gedolim concur, including Rav Shlomo Zalman, in Mincha Shlomo Simen Lem Ches. Now, he based it on a post of Zerid and Moed Kut. Dav Gimel seems to say it that way. Rikurka seems to hold that way. The Chazon Nish is absolutely not true. No truth to this whatsoever. There were a whole series of Gemaras planting 6 weeks before, a month before, 2 months before, 3 days. Everything's all with Cheshbon, which we didn't learn that. That's the first parak, which you're not learning. One of the main reasons I learned is because even if you want to learn those seven Shvi'is, it's not Nog B'Zman HaZeh. So why should we get involved in it? So the Chazon Ish said all of these Chumras, every last Chumra, is only a din of Tosefet Shvi'is. He holds the Ikedin of Shvi'is, you can mamish plant on your way to Shul, and Erev Hashanah to Mincha, you can throw something in the ground and it's not a problem. It's like Shabbos. On the way to Shul on Shabbos, you put the light on, it's not a problem, the light goes on through the whole Shabbos.